the International Secret Police.
Zero.
To kill the secret police and the gorilla he has used in his scientific experiments by means of his death ray. Before he can do this, however, the giant beast calls for help, and the camp of the octopus is attacked by hordes of angered gorillas. The criminal manages to escape with his deadly machine to his plane on Lake Kivu, but many of his followers are not so fortunate, and most of the gorillas, seeing the fleeing native, follow in pursuit. Even Gambu, the giant gorilla, is distracted from the secret police. But a new danger faces the helpless boys. A tree, dislodged by the weight of so many gorillas, is perilously leaning toward Clint, who, bound to a post, is unable to escape its threat.
Hey, Clint! That tree's going to fall on you. Try to slide down to a kneeling position. Then the post will get most of the crash.
I'm trying, Bobby. I'm trying, but I'm tied so tight. I can hardly move up or down.
You've got to. Force yourself down. Look out, Clint! The tree's falling! Wang doodles. It caught him square. The branches are covering him and the post. Clint! Clint, are you all right?
Yeah, Bobby. Thanks, Father. Tree broke my post off near the base.
Holy cats, think what would have happened if it had hit your head instead of the post.
Yeah, I managed to get down just in time, Bobby. I'm able to slide my arms down the post and get free of it.
What?
Yes, sir. I can do it. It'll only take a second to get this rope off my wrist.
Boy, if you can't get loose, we're saved.
Well, here I come. I'm free, Bonnie, free. Now, here, I'll cut you loose.
Boy, I thought them gorillas was going to finish us off. And instead, they were the cause of us getting loose. But thanks, Clint. It feels a lot better now to be able to move my arms again.
Just hope the gorillas don't come back, Bonnie. We'll have to hide if they do, under the branches of that tree, perhaps. And hope they don't find us.
I don't think they'll be back. They all headed after the octopus native. They'll keep him busy for a while. Too bad Gambu can't swim. I think he would have gone right out in the Lake Kivu after the octopus.
Too bad the octopus got away. But let's free speed and call us. They look a little anxious.
Don't blame them. I was anxious myself when I saw Gambu squeeze himself out of that cage of his and knew how mad he was.
Clay, are you all right? I never thought I'd see you walk again when that tree fell on you.
Miss me, Speed. I managed to slide out of range of it, and it struck the post instead.
Dios, what luck we have, Clint. Just at the time when all hope seemed gone, a miracle happened to save us.
Yeah, but miracles come in funny clothes, does. Almost had to knock Clint's head off to save us.
But it saved us, Barney. That's the swell part of it.
All right, now. There you are. You're loose, Speed. And now for Carlos.
I'm very thankful that they happened to leave you your knife, Clint. Otherwise, it would not be so easy to set us free, nor so quick.
Yes, the only thing they did leave me, Carlos. And judging from the looks of the camp, about the only thing the gorillas left, too. They certainly wreck things as they pass through it.
They don't have to try, either. They just step on something, and it's out of circulation for all time.
How fortunate that they saw the natives fleeing in the distance. That movement caught their attention, and they instinctively knew they were the enemies that threatened Gambu.
Yeah. Boy, it would have been terrible if they'd gone after us. We didn't have anything to defend ourselves with.
Not even our hands.
And from the sound of things, I don't think the gorillas will be back. Do you, Carlos?
No, Clint. After destroying the natives, if they catch up with him, Gambu will probably lead his people as far from these posts as possible.
He has good reason to fear and hate it, poor beast.
Yeah. Did the octopus manage to take off in all the excitement?
Yeah, I don't see any planes on the lake. They're on their way to the Sahara by this time.
Yeah.
Hey, what's so funny, kid?
Why, we're alive, Barney. And only a little while ago, we didn't have any hope of staying that wide. That's why I'm laughing.
Oh, I get it. It is swell, ain't it? Hey, how are we going to get out of here?
The same way we came in. Walk.
Yeah, but what about provisions and guns and ammunition? The octopus gangsters took our packs and guns away from us when they jumped us in the jungle.
Gosh, that's so. You think we can find anything in the camp?
I doubt it, Speed. Those gorillas must have destroyed everything.
And how? If I had six of them back home, I could make a fortune in the wrecking business.
We'll take a look just the same. We might find something.
Yeah, and most of all, I hope we find a gun or two, or we're going to have a mighty tough time getting back to the plane alive.
Well, Zabul, it will not be long before we arrive at our headquarters on the Sahara. And then I shall begin my great work of conquering the world with my death ray machine.
How do you plan to do this, Master Octopus?
I shall send ultimatums to all the governments of the world, saying that if they do not comply with my demands, I shall first destroy their capitals with my death ray, then their population.
But I do not understand. How can you do this from the Sahara Desert, Master? The death ray has only a limited range.
But a long one, Zabul, do not forget that. If the governments are wise, and knowing my reputation, I think they will be, they will send emissaries to see the power of my machine. If they do not, then a special plane built to carry the death ray will visit the countries and destroy them.
And will you run no danger from their anti-aircraft guns? They are increasing their number now, you know.
Yes, but my death ray will destroy the guns long before we are within their range. I tell you, Zabul, nothing can stop me now that Clint Barlow is dead.
But can we be sure he and the others are dead? We did not stay to see. The guerrilla attack prevented that.
Did you not see enough of the fury of the guerrillas from this plane as we took off from Lake Kibu to know that they destroyed the secret police, Zabul?
Yes, you are right, Master. No one could have lived through that attack.
And now my mind is free for the first time since I began my career, Zabul. Think of it. For the first time, I do not have to include Clint Barlow in my plan. I can work with a free hand.
Yes, Master. But how do you plan to carry on your world conquest in the Sahara without interference from O'Brien, head of the Atlantean expedition? Remember, they believe they are actually on the verge of discovering Atlantis. If they realize they are contributing to a gigantic swindle, will there not be trouble?
And if there is?
You mean you will destroy them, too?
Let us say it may be necessary for me to destroy them, Zabul. To silence them, lest at a later date they might be witnesses against me should my plans go wrong. You see, I take no chances.
But what of the Foreign Legion? They patrol the desert and will start an investigation should O'Brien and the others disappear.
I shall replace the workers with my own men. As for O'Brien, if there are any inquiries, we shall say he has a leave of absence. And I'm not worried about any calls for help going out over shortwave. One of my most trusted operators is the radio expert for the expedition.
You have everything perfectly planned, Master. I do not see how anything can go wrong.
There is always the unexpected, Zabul. But for that, I believe I have the answer. The death ray machine.
Have we enough men for all this, Master? Only a few could be crowded into the four planes that follow us.
I have sent out a call over the radio in this plane for the desert tribes to obey my operators to gather at a place not far from the expedition. Should the Foreign Legion question this gathering, they are to say they are gathered there for tribal games. They will stay there until the death ray machine is ready for use. Then I shall call them to the expedition. There will be no further need for secrecy.
I understand.
Now I'm going to rest until we reach the Sahara, Zabul. Rest, but not as soundly as the secret police are resting at this moment.
Well, Clint, we've been hunting through this wreck camp for 2 hours. And all we've found so far are some water canteens and them gorilla skins the octopus gang disguised themselves in to capture us.
I know, Barney. Just about looked everywhere we can, too. Those gorillas certainly destroyed things.
Is there enough water in those canteens to last us until we get back to our plane, Clint?
Yes, Speed, I believe so. We need something more than water to live on.
out on the trail.
And a fat chance we ever finding anything else, since this is a hunger country.
Yeah. Are there any native villages closer to us than our plane, Carlos?
No, not that I know of.
We can't take a chance hunting for one. That's a cinch. No, we'll have to start back for our plane right away and live off the land as much as possible.
But what'll we eat?
You may have to cultivate a taste for monkeys yet, Barney.
Monkey? No.
I think we're mighty lucky to still be alive, personally. And it'll be an adventure to live off the land on our way to the plane.
Adventure? What do you think we've been having all along? Tea parties?
Ah, don't pay any attention to Barney, Speed. You have the right spirit. Just keep on thinking that way and you'll be all right.
Okay, Clint.
All right, now let's see. What have we got for our safari?
As far as I can see, the clothes on our back, them canteens of water, and some gorilla skins, which ain't what I'd call a complete camping outfit.
Our most serious lack is guns. We have no way of defending ourselves against the wild animals.
The Carlos, the other jungle beasts don't often bother the gorillas, do they?
No, Clint. They know better.
Well, then we have our safe passage to our plane. The gorilla skin.
Huh?
Why, don't you see, Barney? We'll put on these gorilla skins, and the animals, thinking we're gorillas, won't attempt to attack us.
Hey, wait a minute. You're not going to make a monkey out of me.
Clint is right, Barney. Our journey back to the plane is going to be hard. We'll be lucky to reach safety alive. The gorilla skins give us one more hope. Why throw away that chance?
Yeah, Barney, why?
I guess you're all right, as usual. If we're going to have to eat monkeys, I might as well look like a gorilla. Where's my skin?
All right. Here you are, Barney. I think this will fit you. And here, Speed, you take the smallest one.
They're still pretty big.
Well, they've been built out so that they fit a man and still look like a gorilla. See, those natives knew what they were doing all right to prepare these hides.
Oh, ho, ho! I'm stuck!
Well, stop waving your hands in the air until I can help you. You're not supposed to jump into your skin, you know.
Well, why not? I've jumped out of it often enough.
Hey, look at Speed. He's got his on already, and he sure looks like a gorilla.
You're a gorilla?
But we must do more than look like gorillas, amigos. We must sound like them. Their barking is like this.
Oh, yeah.
All right, now, Barney, that's enough. We can practice along the trail. But right now, we better get started. We've plenty of jungle miles to travel before we can breathe safely again.